This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta A. Stars. The journey artist Ashley Carlson has chosen to travel is lined by flowers. Blossoms of every kind are a frequent topic of her art. A graphic artist by day, Carlson continues her journey into the off-business hours, creating prints, paintings, calendars, and ornaments. It is a journey of joy and self-discovery, intensifying over the pandemic, when Carlson found herself more isolated at her home, her only outings taking her out into nature. Her inspiration from the natural world then made it onto canvas. Ashley, on your website, you call that journey of an artist. So let's start there. Tell us how this journey to become an artist began for you. I understand it reaches way back to age 7 and a traveling exhibition.
Yeah. You know, journey of an artist kind of became a little mantra probably around the time I was getting into Instagram and that. But I wanted a way to sort of connect all my artwork together because I felt like I was always evolving as an artist, even at 7.
As you should. I hate to tell you, it goes on lifelong.
Yeah, I found that, you know, my mom took me to that exhibition, as you mentioned. I was just blown away that you could do that as a profession. So it kind of became a love affair from there, I'll say. And then, you know, into college and that, and I've been painting along the way ever since. And this last few years, I've really turned that into sort of my side hustle, if you will, and just showing as much as I possibly can.
So then I understand that in 2013, you staked your art claim in the social world. How did that take shape?
Yeah, I mean, I had been doing shows here and there, you know, looking for calls, and Instagram to me was a way to kind of get my word out there and to show my work and to really more so for family, friends, who, you know, whoever was interested as a tool to kind of help commission new work, and hashtags were a thing. So I thought Journey of an Artist was sort of a brilliant thing because I had moved a bunch. You know, I went to school in Chicago for advertising and art. And then I moved from there to South Bend, Indiana. I moved up to Detroit. So I was a journeyer myself in that way. I wanted something that wasn't tied necessarily to me, but was a way to say, I'm on this path, follow along.
And you've mentioned, too, that you are, as you said, you're a journeyer, a traveler, and that you enjoy hikes with husband and pup. Uh-huh. So is that how you gather inspiration often? And I've wondered, since a lot of your art is the natural world, do you pick flowers and press them, or is it photographs, or how do you connect your traveling experiences to your art?
Absolutely. My camera and my phone are filled with just shots of me out on walks or leaves or flowers or things like that. You know, I'm always like posting albums of those collections just for my own reference. I don't necessarily press flowers, but I definitely in the last year have taken some pigment making classes where I am collecting flowers or rocks or dirt and things like that to connect my work even more intimately back to these subject matter, which has been really, it's almost like a healing process. You know, I think being in nature is just, it's almost a spiritual connection for me in that way. Mm. Whereas like canvas for me is about discovery and pushing boundaries. So in that sense, yeah, the journey of an artist, it's all sort of a culmination of all of those things, from just being with flowers and being in nature and collecting things to then representing them on canvas.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zenta A. Stars. When I think of your art, I think of floral themes probably more than anything else. Almost Victorian. They're very soothing, the colors and all. What is it that draws you to that above everything else?
You know, I think it kind of all stems from even, you know, that 7-year-old version of me. I used to take painting classes with my mom, and I always painted flowers. And I was an only child, so fields and wooded areas and growing up in the country, that was sort of my playground. I think just as a kid, being sort of out there in it. And then as I got older, flowers are a theme, I think, in a lot of people's lives, whether it's weddings, funerals, those big occasion flowers are always kind of tucked in the corner to be the beautiful healing piece of that journey, if you will, if I can be a little romantic about it.
Not even tucked in the corner, there are
Yeah.
centerpieces.
Yeah, I mean, they're the focal piece of our life. They bring
Yeah.
healing, they bring beauty, they have feelings in my world, they communicate when words can't. So I think they have a story and a place, and they do a lot more than just, sit in a vase.
Are you a gardener? Do you have gorgeous flower beds in your yard?
I do have a garden. We bought our house probably 4 years ago, and I'm probably about halfway through of beautifying it, making it what I want from what it was. I'm always trying new flowers, trying new things. I really enjoy that just as a homeowner, but
You mentioned also that you have recently gotten into pigmentation, that you create the pigments yourself. That's fascinating. Talk a little bit about that process. How do you do that?
yeah, I mean, over the course of the pandemic, I found other artists online that were doing it anywhere from down south to Alaska. And then there is the history of Native Americans and how they created pigment. And it was just fascinating to me, all the different techniques and tools and sort of that giving the land back and appreciating who was here before us and how all of this became what it is now. For me, just the history and that connection of thinking about, okay, I'm not just going to an art store, buying the colors I love and putting it on canvas, even though there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I've done that for years and years and years, but I really loved exploring just how I could make color and how color interacts with different chemicals or these natural ingredients, and how, baking soda can change pigment in one way and vinegar in another way, and different things like that. So I'm just in the beginning of that, I'll say, but I love learning about that. And I think there's so much color history to even learn, just going back to Europe or wherever on, royal blue versus teal and the meanings that were attached to those colors. There's so much to it that, we could spend 2 days talking about that.
Do you have any events or holiday sales or anything that you do at this time of year?
Yeah, actually, on December 5th, there will be an art market, artisan market at the Bellflower on D Avenue, right by 131. So I think, I'm not sure how many vendors there will be, but lots of great food, music, and all that stuff, and then tons of stuff to buy.
I'm Zenta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist Ashley Carlson. Find her work, along with many other Michigan artists and vendors, this Sunday, December 5, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Bellflower on D Avenue. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.